Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moyer of David Sivan of Yosef, as well as for the safety of the hostages and the safety of the Chayalim. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Chavav. And we left off at the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Hei Amid Beis. We're giving shiur today from my house because the Wi-Fi in the shul is still down. Freilich and Shushan Purim to everybody, and thank you so much for joining. Good morning to Reuven in Harrisburg, to David Yeshua, to Yitzchak Meir HaKohen, to Yitzchak Aryeh, to Reb Mordechai, to Avram Simcha, and to Avram Moshe ben Yitzchak Meir HaKohen, to Rav Eliezer Dov, to Tzvik, and to Dr. Joe. Says the Mishnah, Baruch Atah Adonai Elohim Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehyeh Bar. That's not what the Mishnah says. What the Mishnah says is, says the Mishnah, Matzah Begal. If you find a kli in a pile of stones from an old wall, over Kosel Yashan, or in the holes in an old wall, apparently when you make a fence out of stones, so there's like breaks in the rock, and there are holes. So you found something in a hole in the old wall, Hara Elo Shelo. It's been there for a long time, so you can keep it. Matzah Bekosel Chadash. However, if you found something hidden in a new wall, so it depends. Mechetzio Ulechutz. If it's in the outer half of the wall that faces the Rishos HaRabim, Shelo. It's probably somebody from Rishos HaRabim put it there, so you can keep it. However, mechetzio v'lefnim, if you find it on the inner half of the wall, shel bal habayis. Mechetzio v'lefnim, if you find it on the inner half of the wall, then it belongs to the bal habayis. Good morning, Jerry. Imahaya maskiro l'achirim, if the house was rented to somebody else, afilu b'soch habayis, even if you find it in the house, hare ilu shelo, then you're allowed to keep it because it was rented to 10 people over the last 10 months. You have no idea who it belongs to. So we're going to discuss, why don't you say it belongs to the last guy who was there? If this is a house that's rented to a lot of people, so then you're allowed to keep it because it could be so many different people. Good morning, Avram David. Good to see you. Says the Gemara. Tana, so what's the reason that if you find it in an old wall, you can keep it?
This is house wall. The wall of his house.
The wall of his house, yes. Or, yeah, his property.
Doesn't he acquire, did we learn, you acquire anything on your property by chatzer? Would it be his? It's on his property.
Right, so, but in the last case of the Mishnah, you rented the property out to 10 different people over the last 10 months, so you have no idea which guy who rented it, which guy gets the chatzer. You don't know whose it is. It's 10 different guys. But yeah, if it's the guy's himself, then if it's on the inner half, then he gets it. Tana, mipnei sheyochel lomar lo, shel emorim hein. If it's old, maybe it belongs to the people who, you know, it's been here for a long time, even before Klal Yisrael got Eretz Yisrael, says the Gemara. Atu, emorim mitznei, v'Yisrael lo mitznei. What do you mean? But since the emorim, it had other people in there. The Jews have been there since, so why do you assume it was there? Says the Gemara, Lo tzricha, Dishasich tfei. It's very, very rusty and very, very old that this thing has been here for a long, long, long time. It doesn't make sense that the original owner was the one who put it there. It's like so rusty, so you could say it was from very, 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 very old. It all depends on what it looks like. Let's continue. Bekosel chadash, if it's a new wall, mechetzio v'lachot shelo, mechetzio v'lefnim shel bal habayis. If it's a new wall, if you find it on the outer half of the wall, so then you can keep it. It's in the Rishos HaRabim half. But if you find it on the inner half of the wall, then it belongs to the bal habayis. Amar Vashi, sakina basar kata, v'kisa basar shanse. He says, if you have a knife, you have to see which way was the handle of the knife pointing. If the handle of the knife was towards the outside, that means a guy from the outside put it in. So it's a Rosh Hashanah, you can keep it. But if the handle of the knife is pointing to the inside, that means the guy who lives inside the house put it in there, and he gets to keep it. And similarly with a wallet, at least a wallet's in the time, the Gemara used to have these straps, and you would hold it by the straps. So if the straps were facing outward, so then that means somebody from the outside put it in, so you can keep it. It's from the Rishus HaRabim. But if the straps were facing the inside, so then the owner would get it. You can't keep it. It belongs to the owner. Says the Gemara, so then how come the Mishnah tells you it's not based on the... The Mishnah just says if it's in the outer half or the inner half. The Ela Mastis Niktoni Mechetz V'Luchot Shalom Mechetz L'Mishal Ba'al Abayis. V'lechza Ikas L'Gav Ikas L'Abay. Why didn't the Mishnah tell you to see where the handle is? Says the Gemara. Right, so I'm sorry, part of the question. Ishan Se L'Gav, Ishan Se L'Vay, right? Why didn't it say if these straps are to the inside strap, the outside? Answer the Gemara. Masnisin Be'udra V'Naska. The Mishnah is talking about things that don't have handles and don't have straps, like udras, like feathers, or naskas, like just a slug of silver, just a piece of silver, not like a... So these things don't have handles, so then it depends whether it's on the outside or the inside. But something that has a handle, we don't care whether it's on the outside or the inside. We have a different indicator. We see where the handle is. You put it down. You don't hold a knife by the top of the knife. You hold it by the handle. So whoever put it down there, that's going to be an indication. Okay, let's continue. Tana. We learned in a brisa. Im haya kosel mimula mehen. So let's say there was like a whole, let's say there was like 20 pieces of silver in the wall. It fills up the whole wall. Im ha'isa calls him mu'alamehen, cholken, split them. The ones on the inside half go to the balabais, the one on the outside half. Says, more pshita, isn't that obvious? Says, more letzricha, demish babachad gisa, let's say the wall is slanted. So ma'u the same, ishtapuchi, ishtapuch. If it's slanted, maybe you don't split it, maybe because it slid down from the outer half, the top half, to the lower half. And maybe really it came from the higher half. Says the Gemara, Chumash one, that we do not say that. You split it 50-50. Imhaya, meaning you split it, whichever was on the inner half and whichever was on the outer half. Imhaya, maskiro lachir, mafibusoch abayzer shalom. Now we said, if it was a rented property, you rented out to 10 people over the last 10 months. So then, even if it's found inside the house, you don't know which renter it came from. So you can keep it. You can keep it. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Why don't you just follow the last guy? Why don't you assume it belonged to the last guy? Don't you clean the house in between? Oh, so we learned about this in Shkolim. We learned about this in Shkolim. Avam my lazel basar basra. We should go by the last guy who owned the house. The last guy who owns the house should get to keep it. Me lo tznan. Didn't we learn in a Mishnah in Shkolim? In Yerushalayim, if you find money in front of an animal seller, now when you brought your money, your ma'aser sheni money, into Yerushalayim, right? It had to be spent on food, and really primarily supposed to be spent on animals. So you assume every coin found in front of an animal salesman is ma'aser money. It's ma'aser sheni money. However, Bahar HaBayis, if you find the money at Harabayas, and if you find in front of an animal salesman, whether it's the time of Yontif or even not the time of Yontif, always when you're buying the animals, the majority of the money was going to be Maisa Sheni money. You had to buy a carbon shlamin and bring the Maisa Sheni money as a carbon shlamin. However, if you found it at Harabayas, even during the time of Yontif, so chulin, so then you assume it's not Ma'isa Sheni money, even at the time of Yontif. Why? Because the Oli Regalim would bring their Ma'isa money in order to eat in Yerushalayim, but most of the year, in Har HaBayis, most of the year, the people who had the money there, you know, maybe it was from before Yontif, it wasn't Ma'isa Sheni money. But, Upi Yerushalayim, if you find it on the streets of Jerusalem, then it depends. B'Shar Yemos HaShana, if it's not Yontif time, then chulin, b'shas haregel. But if it's Yontif time, hakol meiser. Because most of the money dropped in Yerushalayim on the Yontif time was Meiser money. What's the reason to distinguish between the Har HaBayis and Yerushalayim? From Rabbi Shmai Barzir, my time. What's the reason that in Yerushalayim, so on Yontif time, you assume it's Meiser, but you don't, why don't you follow the majority? The majority of the year is not Yontif time, right? So follow the Rove if you find Stam on a regular day. Says the Gemara, Ho v'shukei Yerushalayim asurim l'skabim b'chol yom. They would clean the streets of Jerusalem every day, and different stuff is not going to be left. So it depends. What was today? They clean the streets every day. So if today's Yontif, so then you assume it's a Yontif. It's Maisa Sheni, because all the Olei Regalim would come up to spend their money there. Alma, Amrinun, Kamai, Kamai, Azav, Hani, Achrinun, Ninu. Whatever was there for a month ago is no longer there, and this is new stuff. So Hachanami, so too, by finding a lost object in a house that was rented out to 10 different people over the last 10 months, see, you clean it out in between. The cleaning lady cleaned it out between one person and the other one. So why don't you assume it just belongs to the last one? Vahani debasru, kama kama azal, whatever was there before is gone. You see it belongs to the last guy. Answers the Gemara, Mirish Lakish Mishum, Bar Kapara, Kigon, Shaso, Punduk, Lishloshi Yisrael. There were three roommates. There were three roommates renting the house. The last one was three people. And we don't know which of the three people it came from, so you can keep it, because the owner is going to be Miyayish. Now, why is the owner going to be Miyayish? Shema Mina. We could learn. So first of all, so let's go back to yesterday's daf. So Shema Mina, Halacha Reb Shim ben Elazar. Remember, Reb Shim ben Elazar said, even by Rov Yisrael, right? We weren't sure. Did he say when there's a lot of Goyim, you give up hope because somebody else is going to chop it? Or even by Rov Yisrael, maybe there's Jews who are not going to do the right thing and they're not going to return. We had this whole question. We had five questions in Reb Shimon Elazar's opinion. Right? He said that if you find an area which has a rabbim, it sounds like rabbim's even three people. Shema Mina, Halach Reb Shimon Elazar, Afilo Barov Yisrael. What do you mean? But earlier we did not. Why didn't we prove it from here? Answers the Gemara. So that's not what's going on. Ela Rav Nashi Bar Yaakov, no. Kagon Sha'aso Punduk Lishlosha Ovde Kochavim. No. He had rented out the house to three non-Jews. That's one answer. So, and therefore Mustamer said, that's why you don't have to give it back. You don't have to give it back because it probably fell from a non-Jew. And Allah says you don't have to give back a lost object to a non-Jew. Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua, Afil Tamu Lishlosh Yisrael. No, even if it's two, even if it's the three Yisraelim. But this has nothing to do with the dinner of Shimon Elazar. Maybe in a place where you have many, many Jews, like a Rosh Hasharabim, maybe the halach is like Chachamim, that a guy is not going to be Misyayesh. Because maybe a Jew will find it and maybe he'll be Machzir. But in this case, even the Chacham agree that you're going to be Miyayish. Why? My time. So what's the reason why we don't give it back? Hahud Nafal Minei Miyayish. So we assume it came from one of these three Jews, right? So the guy who it fell from is going to be Miyayish. Why is that? Meimar Amar Michti. Who probably found this? Inish Achrin Olhav Bahadi Elhani. It was just the three of us, right? Amri Kamayo Kamazimni L'Hajri V'lo Hadruli. I told them that I lost this thing and they didn't give it back to me. My two roommates, I told them I lost it and none of them. Bahashta Lehadru. So you think now they're gonna give it back to me? If they would have wanted to give it back to me, they already would have given it back to me when I asked for them. And the reason why they didn't give it back to me is they probably found my iPad or my what do we call those things? The ear pods. They found my ear pods and they're not going to give it back to me. So he's giving up hope from finding it. So that's why if you found it, you're allowed to keep it. V'azer Rav Nachman l'tameh. And Rav Nachman here goes according to his own reasoning that he said elsewhere that if there's three Jews, the owner is going to be Miyayish. Amar Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman said elsewhere, Ra'a Sela Shenofa Mishnayim Chayav Lahachzir. if you saw a coin that falls from two people, even if it doesn't have a simon, you have to give it back. My time. What's the example? Give it back. Ha'hud nafal mine lo miyayish. The guy who it fell from is not going to be miyayish. Meimar omar. Michti in shachrin lo havi ba'adai elahai. I only have one other guy walking with me. Or they're two roommates. Only two guys. So nakitnele va'aminele. I'm going to demand it from him. And I'm going to say to him, antu de shakalte. I know that you took it. There was nobody else. So you're going to give it back to me. So he knows who, he's not going to be miyayish because he only has one guy to collect it from. But bishlosha, but if it's three people, eno chayv lahaksir, then you don't have to give it back. My time. How did afmanei vada miyayish? Because the guy who it fell from is going to be miyayish. Meim armor is going to say, michti, trey habu badai, there were two people with me. Ina kitna lahai amar lo shakalti, ina kitna lahai amar lo shakaltiya. If I go to one guy, he says, no, I didn't take it. Must be the other guy got it. If he goes to the third guy, he says, I didn't take it. Must be the other guy. So if there's only one guy, what's he going to say? He's not. So, but the point is that the guy's not going to be miyayish, right? Because if it's just one roommate, he'll pressure the guy to, he's not going to give up hope because he knows it's only one guy who could possibly have it. But if it's two guys, each guy could say it's the other guy. So therefore, the guy is going to be miyayish. He's going to be miyayish. Oh, now, Amarava, hi da amris bishlosha. This that we said that if you find it from three people, enu chayv lahachris lo amaron ella deles be shavar pruta lekol chad v'chad. That there's not a shavar pruta to each person. I will is be shavar pruta lekol chad v'chad. But if there was enough money that each guy could have a shavapruta chayv lahachzir. My time, emer shutvinin uvelo miyayishe. No, maybe they're partners. And they held that maybe one guy found the money. And since they're believed each guy, they're not going to suspect each other. So he's just going to, you know, maybe the guy who found it is just going to keep it for a little bit, but he's going to give it back. So if they're partners, they're not going to be miyayish. That's one version. Ikadamre, amarava, afakav telespe. Even if there are only two prutos, maybe they're partners. And one guy is going to be mochel his chelek to his friend. And therefore, each of them is going to have a shavah pruta. And therefore, you're going to have to return it. And Rava says further, another halacha, ra'a sela shenafla. Let's say a person sees a coin that fell. So it depends. Nutla lufnei yiyush, if he took the coin before the owner realized that it was gone. So amanas lagozla. So he took it. The guy wasn't miyayish yet. And we hold yiyush lomidas. He's not yiyush. So you're not allowed to take it. So you see it fell from a guy and he didn't even know. And you're taking it with the intention of stealing it. So how many isurim do you violate? Let's see. So nutla lefnei yiyush, if you took it before the person had yiyush, amanas lagozla, and you're intending to steal it from the guy, over bekulan, you violate all the averas that are connected with not returning a lost object. I think it's three. Let's see. You violate all three. Then what are the three? Mishum lo sigzol. So first of all, you violate the issur of stealing. Umishum hashev tishivim. The Torah says if you find somebody's lost object, you have a mitzvah asay that you have to give it back to the person. You're not doing that. Umishum lo suchalis alein. You can't ignore a lost object. There's a lav that you can't ignore a lost object. Va'afalgav dechazra la'achar yush. Even if you give it back to the person after the person is miyayish, still you violated averas. Matanu diyavla. Okay, you gave him a nice gift. It was v'isur de oven oven, but the isur that you already violated, you violated, and that's it. You violated all three isurim. Even if you gave it back after the guy was miyayish, you did a nice thing. You gave him a gift, but at the end of the day, since at the time you took it, you were not intending to give it back, you violated the isurim. Okay, you did tshuva. You did tshuva on it, But at the end of the day, you still violated the Isur. Not la lefnei yish amenas lahachzira. However, let's say you took it prior to the person giving up hope, but your intention is to give it back. Ula achar yish, and after the owner gave up hope from getting it back, niskaven lagozla, then you intended to steal it at that time after yish. So then, over mishum hashev teshivim, all you violate is the one iser. Why? You don't know how to violate the iser gzela. Why? Because at the time that you picked it up, you were intending to give it back. You only intended to steal it after the guy gave up hope. After the guy gave up hope, you don't have to give it back anymore. So there's no stealing. And you don't violate lo sucha l'salim, not to ignore, because you didn't ignore it. At the end of the day, you picked it up with the intention of giving it back to the guy. So the only thing you violate is give it back to him. If you picked it up before yish, you have an obligation, the mitzvah says, say, to give it back to him. So you violated that. Himtin la, ad shenis yashu abaylam. But let's say you waited, you didn't take it until after yish. Venat la ain over elamishum lo sucha l'salim bilvad. If you waited, right, why'd you wait? You should have picked it up and returned it right away. So all you violate is the lav of, you ignored it, right? L'sucha l'salim, right? And one more last statement of Rebbe for the Mishnah. Amar Rava, Hayman d'chazi d'nafal zuzim echareit bechalsa. If a person sees that a guy dropped a coin into the sand, a person sees that he dropped a coin into the sand. V'ashkeche v'shakle. Or it's a group of coins into the sand. And he finds it, and he takes the coin. Lo mechayv l'adurile. So the finder is not obligated to give it back if it fell into the sand. My time. Ha'hu d'nafa minei miyayishu. The guy who it fell from, if it fell into the sand, he's miyayish. Af al gav d'chazei d'aisei arbalov k'marbel. Even though he sees that the owner is taking, like, is putting his hands, trying to sift through the sand to find it. Nevertheless, Meimar Omar, we assume that the guy who found it says in his mind, Kihechid Nafal Minai Didi, that the owner is going to say, just like he lost the money, Hachi Nafal Minai Shachrina, so too no one else is going. Oh, I'm sorry. No, Umishkach Namide. Maybe the reason he's sifting through the sand is not to find his thing. The thing is, look, I dropped my coins and it's in the sand, like, forget it. But let me look for it. Maybe I'll find, either I'll find my coins or I'll find somebody else's stuff. So, lav dafka, just because he's looking through the sand means he thinks he's going to find his own stuff. Maybe he's really miyayish, like, he's really miyayish on it. But maybe he'll find somebody else's stuff. So the mefarshim here take this to task. No, it doesn't mean he's like looking for somebody else's Aveda. What are you going to say? His coins, he's miyayish, but he's just looking through the sand to find somebody else's coins. No, it's not what it means. What it means is that this type of Aveda, it's like something gets lost in the ocean, that it's considered to be like lost from everybody. So he's going to be miyayish. We see him looking for it, so he's just like wasting his time. He's like, it's as if he's, the Ritva says, it's as if he's looking for somebody else's stuff. Like, you're not going to find it. It's like looking for a needle in the haystack. You know, I left it on the beach, right? Oh, I was on the beach and I dropped some coins on the beach. I'm going to go now look through a million pieces of sand trying to find my stuff. It's like looking for a needle in the haystack. We assume even if he's looking for it, it's considered to be he's miyayish. He's miyayish. Okay. New Mishnah. Here we go. New Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Matzah b'chanus. Okay, let's say you find somebody's lost object in a, you find somebody's lost object in a store. Store has a lot of people there. Harel shalom. You can keep it because you have no idea who this came from. People go in and out of a store all the time. So the owner is going to be miyayish. But Pashas Tomei something that does not have a simon. So says Rashi. Taisa says no. Tosas and Afilu. Look at the bottom Tosas. Afilu Tzrurin. See the bottom Tosas? Rashi, Logar's Tzrurin. because if it was tied up, that means it had a siman. So Rashi says it did not have a siman. Logar sin to imhari bo siman machris. If it had a siman, then you obligated to be machris. V'yesh lomer d'garislay. No, Tosa says you should have the gears. Umayr d'ika rov akom mitzuyim sham. Maybe there's a lot of goyim. V'hem shelo afal gav d'ika siman. Dalach krim shemin alazar baha. Even if it has a siman. So if there's mostly goyim in the store, so then you don't have to give it back, like Rabbi Shimon Elazar. So matzah b'chanus, if you find it in the smacholkus Rashi Tosis, is it talking about something that did have a siman or did not have a siman? Matzah b'chanus, let's learn like Rashi. Hare'elu shalom, because there's a lot of people there, so they're only going to be miyayish. Bein hateva v'lachen vani, in between the cash register and the store owner, shelchen vani. So you assume it fell from the store owner. If he found it between the cash register and the store owner, lefnei shulchani. Let's say it's a bank, and you find the money. You find it in front of the banker. Hare l'shelo. You can keep it, right? Because you find it right in between the table. The banker's table and the outside of the store. However, being a kisei v'la shulchani, if you find whatever it is in between where the banker sits, right? Let's say I'm the banker. So if you find it in between me and the table, so then it belongs to the banker. Being a kisei v'la shulchani. Halokech peros mechavero. Person buys fruit from his friend. O sheshilech lochavero peros. Or his friend sent him gift of fruit, shalach manas, umatza behen maos. Let's say somebody sends you shalach manas, and in the shalach manas there was money. That sometimes happens to rabbis. The people send shalach manas, and there's money in the shalach manas. Harei l'shalo. So you're allowed to keep the money. However, imayut tsrurin, no tel machas. If it was like, if it had a siman on it, so then you have to. You have to be machriz it, says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Lazar, this halacha that if you find money in front of the shulchani, you can keep it. Afilu menochen al gabe ha-shulchan. Even if the money is on the banker's table, but it's outside of his like cash register, his money box, but it's on the table, you can keep it. Tanan, the Gemara is going to say, really, is that really true? Tanan, we learned in the mission. Lefnei shulchani, reilu shelo. If it's in front of the banker, then you can keep it. Now, if it's in front of it, doesn't that sound like it's on the floor? It says, ha'agabe shulchan. But if it's on the banker's table, even if it's outside of his box, it sounds like he can keep it. The shulchani. That's against Rabbi Lazar. Ema sefer, but look at the end. There it says, bein hakisei v'lo shulchani. If it's in between the banker's chair and the table, so then shel shulchani. Sounds like if it's on the table, al gabi shulchan shelo. The Gemara says, you're right. You can't prove anything with the Mishnah. El meholak lamashmin. That's contradictory to yukim. In other words, we know if it's in between the banker's chair and the table, the banker can keep it. If it's on the ground past his table, so then you can keep it. What about if it's on the table? You know, that's what's not clear. Rabbi Lazar said, even if it's on the table, you can keep it. So ask the Gemara, for Rabbi Lazar, where did he get this din, that if it's on the table, hamanale, that you can keep it? Says the Gemara, Rav Maslisa Kashi say, he had a problem with the Mishnah. My ear, you didani, bein akise, l'shulchani, shel shulchani. Why does it just say, in between the chair of the banker and the table, he gets to keep it? If it was really true that on the table he gets to keep it, it should have said a bigger chinish. It should have said, even if it was on the table, he could keep it. Inami, or matzah b'shulchanos. Matzah b'shulchanos. So then, kidiktani reisha. It should have said like the beginning, like matzah b'chanos. Shelo. Ela shmamina. Afilu munachin al gabei ha-shulchan. Harei l'shelo. So must be, even if you find it on the table, so you can keep it. Again, the money changer changes money with a lot of people. So if it fell in front of him, that's his own. But if it's on the table, then You don't know who it came from. It could have come from a lot of different people. And therefore, if it's on the table, so Rabbi Lazar said, if it's on the table, you can keep it. Because he exchanges money with a lot of different people, so you don't know who is sitting there. And on the table, it's fair game. We assume the guy gave up hope. Didn't necessarily come from the banker, came from somebody else, and therefore you're allowed to keep it. On both sides, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Rabbi Mordechai, you can't. We mentioned Yerushalayim. How come I didn't figure that out? It's Purim Yerushalayim today. Purim Yerushalayim. Okay, I don't know if the Wi-Fi is not fixed by tomorrow. We're going to be back here again.